Hello, good everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com and this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford. It's the Bears and Detroit Lions. The Bears need a win to get into the playoffs. They still need some help, and they won't know about it until later in the evening on Sunday because the Green Bay Packers-Minnesota Vikings game has been flexed to a night game.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
So let's start with offense against Detroit. And I say just control the ball. There's one thing you can count on for certain in Detroit on Sunday, and that is a physical, hard-hitting, after-the-whistle football game. Some of the most abusive hits in Jay Cutler's career have come against the Lions and Ndamukong Suh. He will try to do the same on certain Sunday in this rivalry game. Potentially without running back Matt Forte, the Bears will have to lean on guys like Armando Allen and Khalil Bell to beat the Lions. Piling up first downs with a balanced, rugged power game and efficient passing attack will be key in taking over the clock. And getting into a shooting match with the Lions doesn't sound like a good idea. They can score points. Matthew Stafford and company will be trying to put the ball up a lot and try and get points on the board. Despite the fact the Detroit Lions have managed only a few wins, they are equipped to score by throwing it a lot. The Bears' game plan must include a time of possession component because Matthew Stafford will throw it 70 times if he needs to. In fact, he threw 64 times against the Bears in the second game last season. His touchdowns have dropped significantly from 41 to 17 this season, but he's trying to become the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 5,000 yards in back-to-back seasons. That's something to play for up in Detroit. Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson trying to become the first 2,000-yard receiver. There's something to play for as well. Mekhi Shore running hard for Detroit, so the Bears got to find a way to pressure Stafford, get off the field on third down, and make sure they shut down that run. On a special teams, and Dave Tobel want to clean things up a bit because in Arizona there were some errors in judgment and execution on the punt return unit and on field goal protection against the Arizona Cardinals. Punt coverage continues to excel with the unit permitting only 84 yards in the first 15 games of the season. Kudos to punter Adam Pylish, who is creating opportunities to down the ball because of his hang time, directional placement, and favorable bounces. In addition, players like Eric Weems and Zach Bowman have done a terrific job getting down the field, beating jams, and making tackles. In a game where every little bit matters, the Bears will take everything they can get against Detroit. And lastly, intangibles. Let it all hang out. There's nothing to lose here as the Bears need to beat the Lions and hope for a Green Bay win at Minnesota to clinch a wild card berth in the NFC. With the potential of Matt Forte and Chris Conte out with injuries, guys like Khalil Bell, Armando Allen, Anthony Walters, and some others will be asked to fill some big roles. There's a chance Brian Urlacher, nearly a month removed from his hamstring injury, could return, and Henry Melton could also be back from his clavicle injury. Whatever is left in the tank has to be emptied against this Lions outfit. It sounds simple, but it's not, especially against a division opponent hoping to spoil the stew. And that'll do it for this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford here on ChicagoBears.com. Be sure to join Tom Thayer and myself Sunday morning from Detroit's Ford Field. We'll start our pregame coverage at 9 a.m. with Ron, Jim, and Jay. Kickoff at noon against the Detroit Lions. Thanks again for watching here on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.